What's good with y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Speak On It podcast. You feel me? Yeah, man, we back with another one. So if y'all been tuning in to the previous episodes I recorded, appreciate y'all. And keep tuning in because we locked in weekly. We back at it, man. I took a little break off, took a little time off, regrouped, and now we back at it. And I got a great topic for y'all today. And I think I know a lot about what I'm about to talk about right now. I mean, ain't too much I don't think I know about anyway, but I ain't about to, you know, I ain't gonna boast nothing like that. But this is something I'm very familiar with, man, you know. I'm very familiar with this position, with this group of guys right here. And I just want to talk about the top five, man. Let's talk about the top five NFL wide receivers going into next year. And we're going to talk about, you know, off their last year numbers, off their production for the last few years. And we're just going to talk about who we think is the best, who we think is the top five, who we think are the best outside playmakers, who we think are the guys that can take a slant 80 yards, who can change the game with one catch. You feel me? Like, who's a problem out there once the ball is in their hands? Like, it's so many guys. I know it's going to be some guys that I don't name that's dynamic, that's a playmaker, that's the guy for their team that can catch 100 passes a year. But we can't tap into everybody. But we're going to lock into this top five. Top five wide receivers in the NFL going into next season. Now, let's speak on last season. I'm going to throw names out there of some of the best receivers from last year. You got your guy over in Minnesota, one of the best playmakers in the game, one of the best players in the game, most clutch player in the game, the reigning offensive player of the year, Justin Jefferson. Smooth with it. J Smooth Jeff. That's what I'm going to call him. J Smooth Jeff. And you got the next guy. You got the speed guy. Quickness. Ultimate playmaker. Like, I know him. I would label him as a wide receiver, but he's just a guy that just makes plays. Like, he just makes plays. Tyreek Hill is, he's the ultimate playmaker. Like, and he's in a category of his own. So we're gonna leave it there with him. Then you got Devontae Adams coming off of playing with Derek Carr for the first year, for the first time since college. Left Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, went to Las Vegas with the Raiders and still put up dynamic numbers. Didn't slow down, didn't miss a beat, did his thing. Led the league last year in touchdowns with 14. Then you got guys like A.J. Brown. Got traded from the Titans last year. I don't know what the Titans was thinking. I don't know why they didn't give him the $100 million he asked for, because they needed him more than ever last year. They needed somebody on the outside. They needed a number one guy over there, and they let him go. That was probably one of the worst moves of the season last year. But the Eagles, it made them Super Bowl contender. They went to the Super Bowl because of what he did on the outside, how consistent he was, how durable he was. He didn't miss any games, fit right in, was able to help Jalen Hurts out. Jalen Hurts was able to help him out. He had a historical year in Philly for himself. Then you got guys like Ja'Marr Chase, who's just a young freak of nature. Like, his game so... he's a playmaker. He can catch the deep ball. He can catch a slant. He can go 80 on a slant. He can catch an out route, cut back, go 80. He's hard to tackle. His point of attack when they throw the rock is like no others. Like, it's Odell, how he go up and get the ball, how he attack the ball in the air, how he catch the ball so smooth. Like, but his routes is like Devontae Adams, and he has the explosion and the speed of like a T.O. Like, do you just understand the names I just threw out there and put that in the same sentence with Ja'Marr Chase? Ja'Marr Chase is one of them guys. He's going to have a breakout year this year. But it ain't like he haven't been breaking out already. You know, he had Ja'Marr Chase. What did he have last year? I know he ended up missing a few games. He had 87 catches. He missed like four or five games. Had 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns. And that was just year two. So now he's healthy. He's a playmaker. You've seen what he did in the playoffs. Playoffs, he elevates even more. I think he got the most 100-yard receiving games in, what was it, the first few. I think every game he's played in the playoffs, he got 100-yard receiving. And that was like a record for either the Bengals or the NFL. But that's another guy that's dynamic out there, a playmaker out there, a true number one, period. He's the number one wherever he goes. Then you got your guys. You still got your Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper balled out last year. 78 catches, 1,100 yards, 9 touchdowns. And he did it in the cold. I remember he used to have these little things talking about, oh, well, when Amari Cooper get in the cold, he can't really play like that. He played in Cleveland last year. It's cold in Cleveland early October. And he still gave you 1,000 yards, a dynamic playmaker on the outside, knowing he was the true number one receiver. So that's like, that's another thing, balled out there. Then you got your guy in Buffalo, route runner, crazy routes, crazy hands. Stephon Diggs, 108 catches, 1,400 yards, 11 touchdowns. He's been doing that. He's been one of the most consistent receivers for the last three, four, five years. He's been balling. Even his last couple years in Minnesota, he's literally balled out every single year that he got to the Bills. Literally changed the life of Josh Allen. Because before Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen was, we didn't know. Stephon Diggs get there, and now he's able to catch every single pass he throws his way. You never see it's rare you see a Stephon Diggs drop. He makes all type of catches, sideline catches, over the middle catches, one-hand catches, two-hand catches, fingertip catches, deep balls, out routes, hitches. Like, he catches all the passes. Then you got your guys, CeeDee Lamb, that had a solid year last year. He had 107 catches, 1,300 yards. 1,359 yards and 9 touchdowns. That was by far his best year last year. He was a playmaker last year, no, hands down. I think that was one of his breakout years. The years before that, he kind of been teetering on, you know, on the route to breaking out, but he didn't actually jump over the hump. But last year, he jumped over the hump, and I would love to see him continue to, you know, play like this. I don't say he got to have 107 catches and 1,300 yards, but he should at least have 11 to 1,200 yards for the next few seasons, period. Because that's the company he put himself in. So he balled out last year. Then you got your guys like at the Lions, Amon Brown, 106 catches, 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's a tough guy, tough receiver. Catches all the passes, make plays out there. He's not that big, but he catches the rock with the best of them. I'm not going to say he's a Steve Smith from Carolina Panthers, the Hall of Famer Steve Smith. He's not a Steve Smith. But the attitude he plays with, and, you know, the how he catches the rock and how he's hard to tackle and he don't go down easily. He's one of those tough guys out there that's you can depend on. For real, it made Jared Goff better. He made Jared Goff better for sure. So, you have a lot of guys, man. You have a lot of guys. Christian Kirk did his thing last year. You have a lot of guys. Cooper Kupp was hurt last year. He didn't play a lot. DJ Metcalf got 1,000 yards last year on 90 catches. So, I just named y'all some guys out there that's balled out, that did their thing. Now, let's talk about the top five. top five. It's going to be hard to squeeze them down in top five. But I watched the wide receiver position. I played wide receiver literally my whole life. That's where my love resides on the offensive side. My love resides at wide receiver. Now, I played quarterback as well in high school. My love resides there too. But my love resides at playing wide receiver. I fell in love with that position. That's what I love. I love the craft of it. I love the art of playing wide receiver. So, on Sundays and Saturdays, I watch. I like to watch and see what guys, you know, are taking the jumps they need to take. The guys that are making plays, the route runners, you know, the guys that just physically dominant, the guys that make all the catches, the guys that's clutch, the guys that make the third down catches that need to be made, the guys that you have to worry about on first down. So I watch all these things. And this is what I came up with. I'm going to just throw five out there. I'm not going to throw the order yet. I'll throw the order at the end. But I'm going to just throw five out there. Devontae Adams is in the top five. Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Tariq Hill, Stephon Diggs. And on this one, we're going to kind of go, it's like a 1A, 1B. They're not one, but you can sub them. You can sub them for each other. I'm going to go A.J. Brown / Ja'Marr Chase. Those are top six, but top five. Now, let's just break down each receiver one by one. I'm going to start with Devontae Adams first. Devontae Adams, 100 catches, 1,516 yards, 1,516 yards, 14 touchdowns, 20 catches of 20 yards. So that's 20 big plays. 24 catches of 20 plus yards. 7 catches of 40 plus yards. His longest catch was 60 yards last year. 65 catches for first downs. Devontae Adams is a route magician. Like, he ran some routes last year, was just like, oh my God. He can catch the rock. You going into the game, you know you have to double team him. You know if it's one-on-one with him, he's getting the rock. It's one-on-one with him. So Josh Jacobs was able to ball out last year. You know why? Because they had a wide receiver out there that you have to have two sets of eyes on him. Safety and corner. You got to have two sets of eyes on him. Shit, I'm damn near every down. So if you got two high safeties all the time, that means the box is kind of short. The box is kind of is little. The box, the seven-man box, maybe a six-man box. It may be a five-man box. So you leaving, they're outnumbered in the box. So Josh Jacobs was able to run the rock. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was the leading rusher last year. I think he had a 300-yard rushing game last year as well, like, or 280, if I'm not mistaken, versus the Seahawks. He had a hell of a game. But Devontae Adams opens that up. There was people that was doubting that he should even went to Las Vegas. He should have stayed with the Packers because they was offering him the same money. But I'm guessing he didn't know what Aaron Rodgers was going to do. He didn't want to keep playing with that. And if Aaron Rodgers last year was in Green Bay, he went to a spot where, hey, you can come here. Potentially, Derek Carr, he might be gone. It's a new coaching staff. He might be gone. After that, you can come here. Devontae Adams literally been one of the best receivers in the NFL for the last 5-6 years. He's led the league in catches, I'm sure, around that time. He's a playmaker. No matter if he double team, triple team, whatever. You know the ball coming to him. He's been that guy. Everybody in the world knew the ball was going to him when he was in Green Bay, and he still had over 100 catches season after season after season. Still had a year where he had 20 touchdowns, or almost 20 touchdowns, receiving touchdowns that year. That's MVP-type numbers. Routes is crazy. Hands is crazy. Explosion is crazy. Devontae, and I like that from Devontae Adams, because Devontae was really one of them guys that grew into that. In college, he was nice. When he got to the league his first couple years, he was going through the process of transitioning. You know, he was dropping some passes, fumbling some balls. So he was going through that. He was a second-round pick. Remember that. So he was going through that phase of, you know, he was going through the trials and tribulations, but it made him great. It made him greater, which is dope. He didn't just come in as, all right, I'm the number one guy, and you're going to throw me 180 passes a year. He grew into that. He built that trust within himself and Aaron Rodgers. So hands down, Devontae Adams is one of the top five receivers in the NFL going into next year for sure. Let's just go into another guy. A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown balled out last year. 88 catches. Ooh. Four yards away from 1,500 yards. 4 yards away. 1,496. 11 touchdowns. 23 catches of 20-plus yards. 6 catches of 40 yards. His longest catch last year was 78 yards. Like, it's no, that's not the longest one. Hockenson was 81. Well, he's up there. 59 catches for first downs. So that's coming in clutch when you need me. Out of my 88 catches, 59 of them was for first downs. That's productive. It only took him 88 catches for 1,496 yards. Only 88 catches. He opened that offense up tremendously because, once again, yeah, Devontae Smith is a nice receiver, and he's a solid co-number one. So you have to play, you know, two high safeties as well. You can't, if you one-on-one them, then you're going to pick your poison. I'm going to even throw over here to Smith, or I can throw over here to A.J. Brown. And then with that dynamic running game, it just opened up their offense. Their offense was clicking on all cylinders last year, literally from week one. They was one of the best offenses in the NFL last year. And A.J. Brown is a big component of that. Like I said before, I don't know why the Titans traded him, but he gave them work too. They played the Titans this year. I think he scored 2 touchdowns on them. 100 yards receiving on them. Closed the door on that chapter. That's how you want it to be. When you go to another team and you play your former team, you want to – I'm telling you right now, as a competitor, even if you're not a – ultimate competitor. If one team let you go or trade you and you go to that and you go and play that team that traded you or let you go, you want to ball out on them. I don't care if it's in college. I don't care if it's in high school. I don't care if it's in little league. You want to ball out on them no matter what. I don't care if it's AAU ball, whatever, 7-on-7, you want to ball out on them, period. And he went and balled out on them, scored 2 touchdowns on them. So that's another wide receiver that's top 5 next year. Let me go into this one. To literally change the offense in Miami. Tyreek Hill. Like I said, he's one of the best playmakers, period. Like, yeah, he's a wide receiver, but he's the ultimate weapon. He's the ultimate weapon. It don't matter where he line up at. You have to know where he at. If he on a jet motion, if he on a reverse, wherever he at, it need to be to. Eyes need to be on him. I don't care if he ain't no, you know, I be talking about, oh, he's a decoy. He's never a decoy. He's never a decoy. It ain't never a decoy with Tyreek Hill. No matter where he's at. Punt return, kick return. He can be at gunner, whatever it is. He's not a decoy. He's an ultimate playmaker. 119 catches last year. 1,700 yards. 7 touchdowns. 25 catches of 20-plus yards. 7 catches of 40-plus yards. 64-yard catch was his longest yard catch. 77 catches for first downs. Like, he balled out. Every time he touched the rock, it's a problem. Every single time he touched the rock, it's a problem. If y'all remember, if y'all know history, right? I used to enjoy watching this guy play back in the day, growing up. This is one of the teams I like growing up because, I don't know, they were just one of the teams that was on TV. I ain't had cable, and they was one of the teams that was on TV. And I started to like what they was doing. The Chiefs used to come on TV back in the day. And they used to have, you know, Trent Green, Tony Gonzalez, Priest Holmes, which is one of my favorite running backs, Larry Johnson. But they had this weapon that every time he touched the ball, it was must-see TV. It was the X-Factor Dante Hall. And if you know anything about the Chiefs and Dante Hall was the most electric player in his era, in his time. Period. He used to do stuff that you can't coach. You can't teach. You couldn't teach some of the stuff he was doing. Tyreek Hill is him on steroids. Not literally, but you get what I'm saying. Tyreek Hill is the ultimate weapon. Ultimate weapon. Wide receiver. Balled out. You ain't no one-on-one. Ain't no one-on-one. It can't. You can have double team. He outrunning it all. Left the Chiefs last year because the Chiefs decided not to pay him and let him seek a trade. Went and got his bag. Balled out. Ended up making the playoffs with the Dolphins. The team going to be better than that next year. They went on. They're in the game. You're in the game with Tyreek Hill on your team on offense, period. You're always in the game. Because he could take a smoke route, a choke route, a screen route, and go 80 and put you back in the game. I said this when he first got there. I said, bro, the opposite team's DBs are going to have to be so much more ready when they play him, especially in Miami. It's already tough to play in Miami, period. It's already hot, humid. It's already all of that. Now I got to worry about chasing number 10 all over the field. With his speed and how he don't get tired, they call him Cheetah, bro. Cheetah. Have you ever watched a cheetah hunt? Have you ever watched the Discovery Channel and just watched a cheetah run and chase something down? How they be galloping and turning any type of way and stopping and starting? How, man. That's Tyreek Hill. The ultimate weapon on the outside. So he's definitely in the top five. Let's go Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs been one of the most consistent receivers. He works hard. Routes is crazy. Know how to get open. Speed. Hands crazy. Can catch every type of pass, no matter if he just snapped his head and the ball already in the air. He can catch the ball. Man, he just like, he got layers to his game. 108 catches. 1,400 yards, 11 touchdowns, 17 catches for 20 yards plus, 6 catches for 40 yards plus. No, 53 yards is his longest catch. 72 first down catches. So out of 108 catches, 72 of those was for first downs. So he's moving the chains. Moving the chains. I don't even know how many of them catches was on third downs. But I know if I'm the Bills and I'm Josh Allen on third down, I'm going to him. So I'm sure at least 50 of those catches, first down catches, was on third down. Mr. Reliable. Can catch the ball anywhere. Catch the ball everywhere. When you one-on-one him, the ball is coming his way. And 9 times out of 10, he going to catch it. With one hand, two hands, no matter what it is. He knows how to get open. He works hard. The way he trains in the summer is all, he's always adding something to his game. And that's what I like about, you know, a lot of these guys that I'm naming. Like, they really put in that work in the offseason. They add to their game. They don't just, all right, cool, I can catch the ball. Or I'm good on running the slant. I don't got to worry about running the curl. They don't really call curls like that. You know, we don't really run out routes like that, spread release out routes, but that don't mean you don't need to add that to your game. That don't mean you don't need to work on that. He one of them guys that's always adding to his game. Literally been one of the most consistent receivers in the last few years. Like I said, has made Josh Allen so much better. Josh Allen can literally throw the ball anywhere in his vicinity, and 9 times out of 10, he coming down with the rock. Diggs is one of them guys. You need to throw the ball to him. He need to have 10 targets a game. Maybe 15 targets a game. He dynamic. He makes plays. Period. That's what he does. 1-4. Been balling. Cold weather, hot weather, it don't matter. He been balling. Versus the top receiver, top cornerbacks, versus whoever. He's a problem. And he got that dog in him. Like, it's there. Like, he might be smiling at y'all and shit like that. I played against him in college, so I know. You might be smiling and shit and but behind that it's a gritty, grindy motherfucker. It's a guy that know what he want. It's a guy that know, like, I'm that. You feel me? I'm really like that. And that comes from where you from and how you was raised and things like that. So Stephon Diggs definitely up there. Let's go Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase, man, like I said, he one of the I remember I was watching this video. I was scrolling on my phone. I was watching this video. And then it came across a video of him lifting weights, right? Jamar Chase lifting weights. And I seen this guy hand cleaning 315 pounds like it was 135. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, this dude is physically gifted. Bro, you don't see no wide receivers hand cleaning 315. And he was making it look easy. Easy. I'm like, bro, he's strongest ever. Explosive. That's explosion right there. That's when he running that fade route and it's just like he just cruising. Then he just jump all over you. Ask some of them Chiefs DBs. How it look like he just out there on cruise control. Then he take that one step jump and he jump over all of y'all. Like he got speed. Crazy speed. Can catch the ball. And I remember they're talking about, oh, he's dropping the ball in the preseason, his rookie year. Oh, he be dropping the ball. Look at him now. Literally top five receiver in the NFL right now. Like, he's a problem. He's a number one, period. He's a number one. I don't care if he didn't have Joe Burrow. He'd be a number one with whoever. He's a number one. Throw the ball to him. And just watch how he explode next year. Watch how he explode next year. Next year, Jamar Chase will be a top 2-3 receiver. Period. He missed a few games this year. So, and other players play. Other players kept balling. But like I said, he'll be a top 2-3 receiver next year for sure. Last but not least, J. Smooth Jefferson, man. Justin Jefferson. Hey, this guy, this is one of my favorite receivers to watch. Like, if the Vikings on TV, I'm gonna watch that game because I want to see what 1A do. This dude, routes so smooth, so nasty, hands crazy, clutchness, like he come in clutch like crazy. You cannot check him. He know how to get open. He know how to catch the ball. He know how to score the ball. And you know when he scored a rock, you already know what he getting down with. Gritty and all through the end zone. He led the league last year in catches. 128 catches. 1,800 yards. 1,809. 8 touchdowns. 28 catches for 20-plus yards. 6 catches for 40-plus yards. 64-yard catch was his longest yard catch, was his longest catch. 80 catches for first downs. That by far led the league as well. 80 catches for first downs. So out of his 128 catches, 80 of those were for first downs. You can win with that. And he had 184 targets. Yeah, this looked like the most targets. Davante Adams was second with 180. I can say I can go on about Justin Jefferson, man. This guy catches the ball everywhere. This is one of them guys, you know, hey, you know the ball probably coming to Justin Jefferson. He's not had a solid number two receiver next to him. Yeah, he had Thielen a little bit. He has Osborne a little bit. Osborne been balling from the city. Shout out to the city, Detroit. Adam Thielen, he's on the back end of his, you know, production. The run game wasn't really popping off like it should have been last year with Dalvin Cook. And the backup, 25, I forget his name. They traded for Hockenson last year, mid-season, so they added another weapon in the middle. But prior to that, it was mainly Justin Jefferson. And Justin Jefferson is a problem. He's one of the number one problems on offense in the NFL. That's not a quarterback. Like, I would, if I started a draft, there's only like, I would say 5 to 6 quarterbacks that I would take over Justin Jefferson. Like, I would pick 5 quarterbacks, but the 7th guy I pick would not be a quarterback. It would be Justin Jefferson. He's that dynamic. He's been the best receiver since he stepped foot in the league. Like, last year solidified it. Last year solidified it for sure. Last year solidified it. This is his. What year is this? I think he's going into year 3. I think he's going into year 3. JJ going into year. Yup, be going into year 3. Balled out. Balled out. No matter if it's press coverage, off coverage, double team coverage, 4th and 19. You seen the catch he made against the Bills last year in that epic game where the one hand catch that was should have touched the ground and man, clutch. Clutch. He's been the guy. He's the highest graded receiver in PFF, the highest graded receiver according to whoever you want to accord it to. He's one of one out there. Justin Jefferson is one of one out there. One of one. Balling, no matter if it's cold, no matter if it's in the dome, no matter where it's at, he's a problem. Nobody really locks him down. Like I remember last year, it was one game where I'm not gonna say he got locked down. It was a highly competitive game versus the Packers with Marshawn Lattimore. And Lattimore is one of my favorite corners to watch. He's one of the best. He's literally one of the best in the NFL. Marshawn Lattimore is one of the best NFL corners in the NFL right now, for sure, hands down. And last year they had some matchups for sure. First, I think the first year of the game, Justin Jefferson balled out. He had over 100 yards. The second time, I don't think he had more than 30, 40 yards. But that's because their defense really came to play, and they made him the vocal point. And, you know, sometimes the team get the best of you. But one down game out of 18, I'll take it. It looked like it was every other week when he was having over 100 yards. He had some 200-yard receiving games this year. 150-plus receiving yards in the game this year. Like, he been balling out of control. And if he maintain and stay healthy, I can only see him getting better and better and better and better and better. I don't know if this is a guy that he might stay in with Minnesota his entire career. It depends on what they're gonna do with Kirk Cousins. It depends on how that situation pan out. Cause I mean, I think Justin Jefferson will be there in the next 5 years. Will Kirk Cousins be there? Who will be the quarterback there? I don't see why Minnesota will want to trade him or anything like that, or wouldn't want to pay him. But who knows, the NFL. So if he does, wherever he goes, he's gonna be that guy. That's what I feel. Because Kirk is a good quarterback, but I know some better quarterbacks that could open him up even more. But Kirk is a solid quarterback, solid NFL quarterback for sure. A very competent NFL quarterback for sure. Competitive. Can make the throws. He led like 8 to 9 comebacks last year, so he's an NFL quarterback for sure. But Justin Jefferson, literally one of the best wide receivers in the league, in the game, period. So that's that. So I watch a lot of wide receivers, man. I watch a lot of wide receivers. I like to see what they got out there. I like to see how their game. I like to see how their game evolve from year to year. I like to see what they've added to their game. I love to see the progression of wide receivers, like, period. I like to see catch the ball. I like to see the routes. I like to see the clutchness. I like to see all of that. So I'm going to leave y'all with this. This is the end of it right here. I'm going to leave y'all with this. These are my top 5 receivers going into next year. I'm going to go 5-1. Let's see. All right, 5. At 5, I'm going to go Stephon Diggs. At 5, I'm going to go Stephon Diggs. At 4, I'm going to go Jamar Chase. That's who I'm going to go at 4. At 3, I'm going to go Tariq Hill. Yep, I'm going to go Tariq Hill. At 2, I'm going to go Davante Adams, depending on what quarterback they have next year. So that's kind of interchangeable, but I still think he'll ball out. I'm going to go Davante Adams at the number 2 spot. At the number 1 spot, I'm going J. Smooth Jefferson, man. Justin Jefferson, number 1 receiver again for the next year. That's my top 5. That's my top 5. I go Diggs at 5, Chase at 4, Tariq Hill at 3, Davante Adams at 2, Justin Jefferson at 1. That's my 5, my top 5. If y'all agree with it, let me know. If y'all don't, let me know too. Let me know y'all top 5. Let me know y'all, you know, wideouts that's going to jump into that top 10, wideouts that can jump into that top 5 that you think of. Let me know. It's the Speak On It podcast, man. You know we back, man. We back and we breaking down these topics, man. So appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Speak On It podcast with your boy T-Lip. We back on a weekly basis, man. You hear me. Drink y'all water and drink y'all tea, man. Take care of yourselves. Y'all be easy like Brazy.